Community radio at its best. That's CKUW 95.9 FM downtown Winnipeg.
Hey everybody, you're tuned in to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. That was Keely with Eclectic Residence. It's now 4 o'clock and time for prog rock. This is Star Road Junction with me, Jesse Waters Wolf. Thanks for tuning in. 2 hours of progressive music coming up till 6 o'clock. And of course, hope you're enjoying your Saturday. Still some nice weather out there. Not too cold, not too hot.
A woman in Wellington wed a whistle with a wild man way back when. She sucked her thumb and she held her head, told a man she didn't care. A nip and nip on that to nod, and you and you nomad near the near side window of his Mitsubishi. His kid was scared, he said he thought it was something new. But just like nothing on earth, but just like nothing on earth, but just like nothing on earth. Just love. Just like nothing on earth. Just like nothing on earth. A man on the main motor mile, mesmerized much monkey magic, me engine piece meal. You know you false utilize you for a pneumatic static fantastic traumatic spiny rubber ball back on space. Check out that flamboyant sense of magic women. His brain was blazed and amazed. He said he thought it was something new. Just like nothing on earth. Just like nothing on earth. But just like nothing on earth. Just we'll
Butterfly never makes a sound.
That was Barclay James Harvest with Moon Girl, off of Time Honored Ghosts. Before that, a couple of tunes by The Stranglers, Second Coming from Gospel According to the Men in Black, and Just Like Nothing on Earth, of course, from also The Gospel According to the Men in Black. That's the Alien concept album made by the English legends, The Stranglers, all about aliens and alien abductions. That album didn't sell too well, but it remains critical favorite. It's a really great little album if you like art pop or any kind of post-punk kind of stuff or anything that's even really just about aliens in general. And Barclay James Harvest, that's a band that would have a little bit of success in Europe in the 70s. They were a kind of a Beatles prog band, they like to call them. Never really got a huge amount of success or really respect at the time. But they've got some songwriting chops and some interesting arrangements throughout their 70s output. And later on, in the late 70s and in the 80s, they'd go on to become kind of a huge arena act in Germany. Your mileage may vary on that. And coming up next here is a tune by The Nice. Of course, the original group of Mr. Keith Emerson. This is one of their many Bob Dylan covers. Almost a genre in itself in the 1960s of different bands doing covers of Bob Dylan, almost like a genre or subgenre. at the time. So this is a 9 and 10 second version of My Back Pages, the classic, somewhat epic Bob Dylan track. Lots of those Dylan songs have an epic quality about them. And so they fit nicely to different arrangements, or lend themselves nicely, I should say, to different arrangements, including progressive ones. So from the album Elegy, this is My Back Pages by The Nice. We'll be right back.
The odds can't be even. acoustic guitar. Just another dancer with her eyes on the stars. Just another dreamer who was going too far.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thanks for tuning in, supporting community-driven radio. That was 10cc with the Sacroiliac from Sheet Music, their biggest and most successful album. Before that, Rush, of course, from Toronto with You Bet Your Life off of Roll the Bones, their album all about fate and chance and all the things that we stake our lives and our personalities, our individual purposes and journeys through this life, and how those things succeed or fail, and how sometimes you just have to take a leap and roll the bones, as the album says. It's also the album with the infamous rapping skeleton. And before that, The Nice with My Back Pages from Elegy. That's the last album by The Nice. Live version. The band had pretty much moved on by then to other projects. So that's an album of live tracks, live recordings, I mean, from the tour previous. It's 4:34. Thanks for tuning in to Starro Junction. I've got a full album here now for you. Figure that's enough easy listening music for a while. This is a band called Art Bears. Art Bears, this is Winter Songs. Technically their second album, but their first real release by the group proper. The first album had been mostly... mostly recorded by the members of Henry Cow, and Art Bears is kind of a side project of Henry Cow. Some of the members wanted to stay inside more conventional song structures, and other band members wanted to stick with more instrumental music. So a three-piece band featuring some pretty challenging to some music that's pretty challenging to classify, kind of variously called avant rock, art rock, sometimes post punk, as it is right in that time period. 1979, this came out. So Chris Cutler on percussion, Fred Frith, and Dagmar Kraus on vocals. This is Art Bears with Winter Songs, the first side, and then the second right after that. You are tuned in to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Yeah. was born in the earth, out of fire and flood. Old man, mind me, and out of their lives all my value derived, and out of their deaths my authority. For I am the shadow money. I come between both time and person. I disconnect. I can transform anything into what I am.
Was made by the friction of the wheel, spun around an oaken axle. The wheel tarry and lit. The wheel rolled down the snow into a pool. A wheel born on a pole.
Bye. then told us, speechless in its spell.
Thank you.
From 1979, that was England's Art Bears with Rats and Monkeys, the last track off of their second release, first album proper, by Fred Frith, Chris Cutler, and Dagmar Kraus. Rats and Monkeys, the seventh track on that side. These are 14 short songs in total that we're listening to, composed by Fred Frith, based on writings by Chris Cutler that are based on carvings of the dado of the west facade of Amiens Cathedral. As well, the album is recorded and then mixed simultaneously, taking 14 days from start to finish. That's Art Bears with Rats and Monkeys. Before that, The Hermit, The Slave, The Summer Wheel, Gold, First Things First, and The Bath of Stars. Side 2 coming up next. This is The Skeleton. And once again, Fred Frith on strings and keyboards and xylophone, Chris Cutler on percussion, and Dagmar Kraus on voice. You're tuned into Starro Junction, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.